The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, welcome to another show, the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. To reach the show today, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We have a great, informative show for you today. Hello, Dr. Mike. Another day closer to spring.
Another day closer to spring and golf for you and me.
Well, I'm not sure around here with the storm we just went through, but
I did play today, Joe, earlier today.
Oh boy,
I hate to hurt you like that. But there were some really interesting studies this week. One about how much Alzheimer's will increase, and one about how you can prevent Alzheimer's disease. And another one that we didn't even list as the great stories of the week, but it was in the tweet on the best story of the week, is on how a combination of two things actually help dissolve plaque in an animal model of Alzheimer's and gives us great hope. We'll talk about all of those.
Well, why don't we, before we talk about what's coming up in the hour, so it doesn't slip away from us, let's talk about that right off the top of the show then.
Well, Alzheimer's disease, there are about 5 million people with it now, projected to go up to 13.8 million in the year 2050. So that's, 37 years from now in our lifetime, we hope. It will go up to 13.8 million, almost a tripling. And the reason for that is both our habits and, if you will, the aging of the population. More of us will be doubling the population over 55, I think, over 65, sorry. So the numbers are, I think we go from, do you have that data in front of you? But I'll tell you in a second if not.
No,
but
I have
the
to.
Interesting thing was, so it is that we go from 40.3 million people over the age of 65 now to 88.5 million in the United States, and we actually increase our risk of Alzheimer's considerably, as well as the population aging. And the other story, the other two stories this week, so that's obviously a very sad story, and it says, if you will, this is a government study. It said the sad part is there's nothing to prevent or treat it. Well, at the same time, two stories came out. One is that those people who are most fit between 40 and 50, study from the Cooper Clinic on a large number of people, I think it was 33,000, and the ones that were most fit, that is, did exercise at midlife, and you even got benefit from just walking. Those who were deemed physically fit were 60% less likely to develop dementia of any kind, including Alzheimer's disease. And another study that I'm going to save for the next part shows that the combination of vitamin D3 and DHA omega-3, that is things that you might take normally in this very nice animal study, actually dissolved the plaque in that study of animals that already had, it was published in the February 5th Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, and it showed that the key genes and signaling networks, and that's the key, giving vitamin D3 and DHA omega-3, and you can get that from algae, you don't have to, actually dissolved the plaque of Alzheimer's disease that is thought to be the inflammatory thing. So what we think we know now is that that exercise and getting enough omega-3, DHA, and perhaps avoiding the five food felons are key to preventing Alzheimer's disease. So it is, we can really change this if we want to, according to these latest studies.
That's a good thing. I mentioned at the top of the show, it's another day closer to spring when we do the show. I'm sitting in the studio, and for the past 3 or 4 months, it's been dark. But today, it's not dark. So it's another day closer to the spring. The days are getting longer. Now, if you're listening to us along the Northeast, what a storm for a lot of places. As a matter of fact, where Dr. Gary Ginsberg is in Connecticut, one of the hardest places hit with this storm that moved quickly, but it had a lot of damage. New York City with 15 inches of snow, Boston with 25 inches of snow. Fairfield, Connecticut, I'm not sure where Gary lives, but Fairfield, Connecticut had 37 inches of snow.
Well, Joe, if people are listening to this in replay, you can thank God that you're not in those areas, because a lot of people say they listen to this in replay, sometimes many months after we show, and sometimes we, hopefully this will be a best of show, so people can even listen to this in replay. And if you do, we have a great guest coming up talking about the acid reflux solution in a wonderful book. Jorge Rodriguez is going to do that.
Now, on the snow shoveling thing, I wouldn't want to be out there with a snow shovel with 3 feet of snow. He probably used a snow thrower, but shoveling snow is probably good exercise, but know what your limits are, right?
Well, there are two things about this. One is it's cold, which tends to constrict your blood vessels, including those providing blood to your heart. So that increases your risk of heart disease. The second thing is shoveling is one of the most demanding things because it's a resistance. You're lifting a heavy load, which increases your blood pressure, which makes your heart work harder. So not only are you doing a exercise with limiting blood flow because it's cold, but you're also doing a aerobic exercise. You get your heart rate up. When I shoveled the last time, when we had 18 inches, we didn't
You
have,
shoveled with a shovel at 18 inches?
I shovel with a shovel with 18 inches, just Ooh. The sidewalks. And when I shoveled that, I noticed my heart rate was in the 130 to 140 range, even though I was pausing. And the third part of it is you're lifting a weight.
Yes.
So when you lift that weight, you really get a increase in blood pressure. So you make your heart work harder, both by speed of the heart rate and by increased blood pressure, and then you limit blood flow to your heart. So it's a wonderful way of getting a heart attack. So be sure that you pause frequently, bundle up as well as you can so you don't get cold, and if you feel anything, stop.
Yep.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Bad, just a terrible story out of Boston, Mike. An 11-year-old boy died of carbon monoxide. He was overcome as he sat in a running car to keep warm. His dad was outside shoveling snow to get the car out of the snowbank. He was helping his dad shovel the snow, but he got cold, so his father said, well, go in the car, start the car up, and the boy got inside. And then I guess the car exhaust was covered by a snowbank, which caused the fumes to collect in the vehicle. And when the boy was overcome by the fumes, the father went into respiratory arrest. Emergency workers took both of them to Boston Medical Center. So it's just an awful story about 11-year-old. Wanted just to keep warm, helping dad out, shoveling snow, and look what happens. He dies of carbon monoxide poisoning.
That is about the worst one I've heard.
Not a good thing. We have a lot to talk about coming up in this show. As I said, if you know of somebody or yourself has acid reflux or heartburn, then we've got the answer for you at 34 past the hour. You know, a lot of people just think, well, I've got heartburn, I'll pop a pill, I'll pop a Tums, and I'll be okay. That might not be the best way to go. Our guest at 34 past the hour says the need for pills while alleviating your heartburn may be something you might think about. And there are actually some foods that actually trigger acid reflux are smaller than you think, which means you can enjoy meals that you probably thought were off limits. So for heartburn sufferers, some soothing advice at 34 past the hour. Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week for the first hour before the end of the hour. So good things today right here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, the show brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Dr. Deb Lonser promises to be rejoining us very soon. We really miss her, so she will be back soon. YouDocs@gmail.com, YouDocs@gmail.com. The most stressed out generation, Dr. Mike. Who is it?
It's the millennials. They're, I think, the 18 to 34 generation right now. They report much higher stress levels than their parents' and grandparents' generation. And in fact, Generation X's stress level was tied both reported average levels of 5.4 on a 10-point scale. That's very high. And, in fact, from work, 76% of millennials said work was a significant stressor, compared to 65% of Gen Xers and 62% of boomers. And do you know people who say they don't have much stress?
Well,
it's 15% of people over the age of 67.
67 older people.
Compared to 45% of millennials and Gen Xers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the lowest generation is, in fact, from overall stress, is those over 67.
Are they health conscious, the millennials?
No. They don't take care of themselves very well. So it's another thing that's a problem when you look at it from a so what should they do? Well, there are a whole bunch of programs that teach people how to self, if you will, medicate with meditation, that is, by meditating 5 minutes morning and night, or when they get stressed out, refocusing. There are a whole mess of things you can do. If you want to, we have a $40 program, I think, on the website at clevelandclinic.com that has been shown to be very effective as a last-ditch effort. But it is simply learning how to deep breathe, and there are free programs to learn how to deep breathe or exercise or refocus yourself. But the program on clevelandclinicwellness.com is clevelandclinicwellness.com. Look for Stress-Free Now. It's a program that decreased stress about 40%. In those who have completed it.
If millennials are 18 to 34, I know a number of them who, if they don't have health insurance, don't even have a doctor. Don't even have anybody set up to be their, GP.
I think that was true in our generation too, Joe. We didn't have people who looked after us or who took care of us if we didn't have health insurance. And many of us, you know, I remember back there, you know, when we went to every Sunday to football games or watch football games every Sunday, we did not eat very healthily.
No, I think we didn't either, probably. I did a segment on my morning show here in Syracuse this week about a health topic that said baby boomers, life expectancy is longer, but they're not as healthy as their elders. So although baby boomers are expected to live longer than their moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas, they're not as healthy as their moms and dads.
It goes with the prior story that we're going to have more Alzheimer's disease. It's more than proportional to the increase in population. That is, we have more disease, and the people who get there, we have more people over 65, but also they're sicker, so that's why it's nearly a tripling of the Alzheimer's disease. And again, all you have to do is start exercising and avoid the five food felons, and maybe make sure you have enough vitamin D and omega-3. So that's the other story that was a brilliant story on this. This was done in an animal model of Alzheimer's disease. They gave vitamin D and, DHA omega-3. The doses are equivalent to 1,200 international units of vitamin D to you and 900 milligrams of omega-3 DHA a day. And they literally were able to dissolve plaques in these animal model of Alzheimer's disease. So I think it'll be very interesting to see what does come of that, but that was, to me, a very important, if you will, data point.
It sounds contradictory to me, where a baby boomer would live longer, but they're not as healthy as their predecessors. That's, to me, sounds kind of contradictory, to be able to live longer, but still they're not as healthy as people that came before them.
Well, part of their living longer, remember, is that we have better treatments now than we did, mm-hmm. 20 years ago. And we have the one thing we have done a lot better with is cigarettes, which stop people very early. So it may be those two things. I don't know that. I don't remember the data. So you'll have to send me that. And
yeah, let me. I just
talk about it next week.
I did it on my my morning show this week. Another interesting story that I thought was pretty interesting was what is the danger of an all fruit diet? What can you do wrong if you go to an all fruit diet?
Well, this is Kuchar, if you will, tried to mimic Steve Jobs' diet, which was apparently all fruit. And it caused, if you eat just fruit, no fat, no protein, you obviously miss a whole bunch of important nutrients, which can cause you to be, if you will, malnourished for those nutrients, which are specific. So you need protein, and there isn't much protein in fruit. He didn't eat nuts, he just ate fruit. And the second thing is that you develop pretty high sugar levels. So one of the keys in having an apple a day or having fruit is to have some walnuts. 6 walnut halves is all it takes. That's the healthy fat is what walnuts give you, 30 minutes or 20 minutes before you have the piece of fruit, so that you absorb the sugar slowly so you keep a lower sugar level. So what happened, the danger of that, too much sugar.
Why do people do these goofy things sometimes? Go to the all-fruit diet and they do these crazy things that they just kind of,
It's like, why do people play the lottery? It's a penalty for not paying attention in biology class.
Yeah, just...
Paying the lottery is a penalty for not doing well in math.
Doesn't seem to me to be all that much of a smart thing to do. Before we go to the break and our guest about acid reflux, talk, Mike, about the story about calcium supplements and its relationship to a man's heart.
Well, the calcium supplements, men who took more than 1,000 milligrams of supplements at the beginning of the study, 14 years before, compared to those who used none, had a 20% increase in heart disease. Now, that's not very much, and it is large doses of calcium. And again, it's an association, so we don't know what else they were taking to factor in. But in any case, it means you probably should stay with our recommendation of 600 milligrams, trying to get 1,200 milligrams a day, but as much from food as you can, and no more than 600 milligrams of calcium for either men or women from supplements. So I like to tell, in the Fab Five, it's 600 milligrams of calcium and 400 milligrams of magnesium a day.
What is a Fab Five?
The Fab Five is the Fab Five supplements I think you should take, which include vitamin D3, 1,000 international units a day, or whatever is necessary to get your level to 50 to 80. It is omega-3, DHA omega-3, 900 milligrams of that a day, half of a multivitamin morning and evening, the calcium, 600 milligrams of magnesium, 400 milligrams, and 2 baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards each day.
All right, coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about acid reflux, heartburn, if you suffer from heartburn. Hey, you're not alone. Millions and millions of people have it, and you may want to think about taking an antacid. A lot of people do. It could be effective short term, but also could cause some very dangerous medical conditions if they're used for more than the amount of time you're supposed to use them. So if you have heartburn or know somebody who does, there is hope for you, and you'll be finding out in 4 minutes. Our guest segment here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away. Stay with us.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour to Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the first hour in about 20 minutes. Dr. Jorge Rodriguez is an internist and gastroenterologist, and over the past 25 years, he's established himself as a leader in HIV treatment and intestinal diseases. He's got a book out, first book, he says, and it's called The Acid Reflux Solution, Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. It's published by 10 Speed Press. Doctor, thanks for coming on today to talk about the book. Acid reflux, heartburn, same thing?
Well, no, yes and no, but actually for the layperson, yes, but not technically. Heartburn is a sensation that you get from any material that irritates usually the esophagus, which is above the stomach, but you can have the same sensation, and it could be caused from acid or bile. But acid reflux, which is the acid in the stomach coming much higher up into the esophagus, is absolutely the most common cause of what we call heartburn.
And most people do plop plop fizz fizz, and they think, okay, I'll just move on to the next episode whenever that comes. But that might not be a very good thing, right?
Not a good thing at all. Actually, I think, unfortunately, the medications that soothe and buffer the acid are much too easily available, and we jump to them much too quickly. So we are putting on Band-Aids on something that can cause long-term problems, even sometimes precancerous conditions, and also contribute to the malabsorption or not really ingesting certain minerals that are very important to us, iron, calcium, for example. So the overuse of the plop, plop, fizz, fizz, not a good thing.
All right, here's Dr. Mike.
And now one of the things you state is that you got into this field, and we can come back to it, but you got into this field basically because you had the problem for much of your adult life, and you were taking care of patients with this.
Absolutely, you know, which is sort of the irony sometimes of being a physician, you know, the physician heal thyself. I'm Cuban-American, and not that that has much to do with it, but our diet is really very high in animal fats, and, you know, it's almost like Italian. We like abundanza, we like big meals. And I just thought that having heartburn was almost a natural consequence of eating. And it wasn't really until we were deciding about this book that I said, gosh, I really need to walk the walk here. And, yeah, I have a hiatal hernia myself, so I am definitely predisposed to getting reflux and heartburn.
And you grew up with a Cuban-American diet, if I can comment.
You're right.
What I read in the book. And your mom probably wanted you to be a member of the Queen Plate Club, so you gained weight.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, our diet is primarily pork, beans, rice. I mean, I joke, it's only a small joke, but I really don't think I saw a vegetable till I was 24 years old. And you're right, you know, being an immigrant family, just like many, you know, families of, you know, maybe lower means, you don't want to waste any food. So it was drummed into our head that we needed to clean the plate. Of course, it never occurred, you know, that maybe what we should have are just smaller portions, which is one of the ways to treat reflux. I mean, not to overdo it in every meal.
And so one of the things that that you mentioned is, and we'll both get into the cure in a second or in a few minutes, if I can call it it's an acid reflux solution is the name of the book. A wonderfully interesting book describing the process as well as his solution, and 50 million Americans have it. But the what I wanted to get into is you said you were on, I think you said, protein pump inhibitors for a number of years or for a long period
Absolutely.
Of time, and for longer than, in fact, they're recommended for. Talk to us a little bit about why they're recommended for only a short period of time and what you did to get off them.
Absolutely. There are three main types of medicines to heal heartburn, to control heartburn. One are the buffers, which are the chewable tablets, and they actually neutralize the acid. The second part is one type that's been here the longest. They're called the H2 blockers, and I guess I can say some names like Zantac. And then the other ones, the most common and potent ones, the proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec or Nexium. They're very good. They're excellent in stopping the acid in the stomach, but they're only supposed to be used for a certain amount of time, four to 6 weeks, to allow the damage that the excess acid has done either in the esophagus or in the stomach to allow that damage to heal, much like putting a splint on a broken arm. You don't use it, therefore it heals. You stop the acid production in the stomach, and the ulcers or the inflammation in the esophagus will naturally heal. Unfortunately, many of us, myself included, and many physicians nowadays just write these medications almost as a knee-jerk response, and they're over-the-counter, so we take them very commonly. The problem is that they're only meant to solve either an esophagitis or ulcer disease, not necessarily to treat heartburn on a chronic basis. The natural way that we digest food is first to chew it, then it goes into the stomach and is supposed to be broken down by acid and bile. Without the acid, we don't absorb our food correctly. So we need to find other ways to treat acid reflux other than using pills for years and years and years. And what I did was basically I followed my own suggestion, which is to have smaller meals, high fiber diet. Listen, we didn't invent the wheel here.
Before you get there, just let me interrupt. Why are they dangerous for more than 2 weeks or 5 weeks at a time?
Well, you know what? 5 weeks to 2 months doesn't make it really a big deal. What we're more concerned with is if they're used for 6 months at a time,
What is bad about it?
What's bad about it is that you don't absorb iron, which is necessary to make red blood cells, and people can become anemic. Red blood cells have a certain lifespan, and they die off, just like a used car. So you need to be replenishing your body on a regular basis with iron, for example, to continue making red blood cells. My mother's a prime example of that. I mean, she was anemic. She got scoped in the stomach and the colon. Well, when her doctor finally took a good history, and she wasn't telling me this, she was also taking antacids on a regular basis. And we know, as physicians, her hemoglobin went down to 8, which is a little bit above half normal. So it can be very dangerous. That's why taking it for that period of time is dangerous. Long-term effects, you don't absorb calcium, which leads to, many, many studies have shown, osteoporosis. There definitely is an association of increased fractures of the hip and the leg bone, the femur, with prolonged use of these proton pump inhibitors.
And so now you went and tried and started on your own solution. And tell
Correct.
Us what you did, how you learned this and what you decided to do. And you were doing this with your own patients too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely had to re-educate our patients that the solution was not to take a pill. First, I had to re-educate myself that the solution was not to prescribe a pill all the time. The first thing that I did was that I cut certain things out of my diet. I cut out caffeinated beverages, and I also decreased the amount of fat that I consumed. And the main thing for me was that I stopped eating late at night before either lying down or going to bed.
One of the periods is you gave yourself a period of time before you decided to go to bed after you ate.
We'll take this quick break and be back with Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. The book is called The Acid Reflux Solution, and it's published by 10 Speed Press. You should read the book. We'll be back with more with Dr. Rodriguez and Dr. Mike Royson. So stay with us here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Acid reflux / heartburn, our topic with a guest segment today. Dr. Jorge Rodriguez is the author of The Acid Reflux Solution, published by 10 Speed Press. And here again, Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, just before we went off, you said that you were getting yourself off of the protein pump inhibitors, and the first thing you did was change your diet to not eat as close to bedtime and to eat less fat and no caffeine.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what happened was within the first few days, I started not having as much reflux. And when you start realizing that you should only take these medications when you actually have the symptoms as opposed to a preventative way of taking them, you just start not needing them whatsoever. What also happened, Dr. Mike, is that slowly but surely I started losing weight. And that's one of the really great, I think, side effects, if you will, of eating correctly and, you know, following the recommendations that we make, because it's obesity and reflux is associated. It's a very simple physical principle. The increase in abdominal, the increase in fat just makes it much more likely that during strenuous exercise or even bending over, you are going to push on your stomach and you're more likely to get reflux. So it's a win-win situation if you really start eating correctly. And one of the things that we also advocate, and the book outlines 12 really quick steps. One of them is to be a lot more, to move more after meals. What's interesting, for example, Italians, only 6% of Italians report that they have reflux. And you think usually of Italian food as something that causes reflux. Socially, people eat differently in other countries than we do here. We eat, we continue to sit down, whereas in other countries, a meal is a much slower process. You sit down, you enjoy it with the family. You then, after the meal, don't plop on a sofa. You walk around or you do something. So being mobile after a meal is also one very important tip.
So, and there is a 12-step program here. I hesitate to use the phrase 12 step, but there are 12 steps that you went through, as well as a large number, I would guess, must be, and you can comment, maybe there are 100 recipes.
There are. These are not something that we created haphazardly. The co-author is a registered dietitian, Susan Weiler, and she was an editor at Food and Wine magazine and James Beard Award nominee. So we really tried to show that you could have good, tasty food and meals, and you didn't really have to sacrifice enjoyment of your food, you know, in order to try not to have reflux.
So the book is The Acid Reflux Solution. Now, you've used this, I assume, on a large number of your patients since
Absolutely.
You practice GI disease. How many of them adopt this versus how many of them say, oh, just give me the pills, doc? And what do you do when they say, just give me the pills, doc?
Well, let me tell you, I would say only 40 to 50% of the people truly adopt this. And again, I think it's around the same percentage as people that end up trying to lose weight. What I do is I try to create, I make a harder line as to prescribing the medications. Unfortunately, the medications are available over the counter. And it's almost like somebody that has an alcohol problem or, you know, because, you know, overeating, I think it is an addictive thing. Sometimes you have to reach, you know, rock bottom to really want to change. And there's not much you can do except be supportive for your patients, continue to tell them, you know, what you recommend, and hope that with time, you know, they will see that this is the best way to go. So we just try to support our patients.
Great. And so, unfortunately, and that's one of the things, one of the top news stories of the week that I will mention from last week as well as this week, is that when the Fed economists look at the difference in medical practice costs, that is how much Medicare pays in, for example, Miami versus Minneapolis, over 50% of it, or about 50% of it, is due to patient choices, that is, the choices of the individuals in helping themselves stay healthy and the types of food and exercise they get and even the stress management they do and their tobacco rates. So it is something that we get to control and is important for the country. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you very much. It's The Acid Reflux Solution. Joe?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Mike. And again, the publisher for Dr. Rodriguez's book is 10 Speed Press. Time for Dr. Mike Royzen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Royzen, MD.
And the Real Age Tip of the Week, walk to stay healthy, happy, increase memory, and yes, prevent Alzheimer's. Some of you may have heard us say it once or 20 times that it's as vital to walk every day as it is to sleep every night. You wouldn't skip your Z's. Don't skip your strides. That means you really need to buy two pedometers so you're never without one. Yep, walking is that critical to your health and well-being. We had a Jones for walking long before we wrote, that is Dr. Oz and I, the first U book 6, 7, 8 years ago now. But we've got new and another reason to walk forever and to get your mom, uncle, pop-pop, and great-aunt Tilly to go with you. Research this week, in fact, makes it clear that the older you are, the more important it is to walk. The more you walk, the happier you are, and the happier you are, the more you'll walk, which means a healthier you. What specifically does walking do for older family members or all of us? the same thing it does for all of us. That's right. Within 3 months of hitting your stride, you'll have boosted blood flow to your brains by 50%, 15%, lowered your blood pressure and heart rates about 5%, and if you step lively and cover 6 miles a week, that's easy to do, just walking 30 minutes a day. You'll also help keep your brain from shrinking and even increase your memory processing area. That ups the chance that you'll hold on to your memories. For a last bit of motivation, yes, do buy your family members' pedometers for their birthday. You can get them at ClevelandClinicWellness.com or many, many stores, including Walmart, Walgreens, etc. The real age benefit of walking 10,000 steps a day, 4.2 years younger. It's really big. Thanks very much, Joe.
Okay, Dr. Mike, another real age tip coming up in the next hour. Also coming up in the next hour, terrific information. Toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic? What's not? Straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry in the hour two. And more of the top medical news stories of the week. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.